Do you need to buy malpractice insurance in 2023? Well, if you're a resident or a fellow who will be finishing up training this year, or an established practitioner looking to make a possible change, we've got some tips for you as you start the process of shopping around for your MedMal coverage. As the market continues to evolve, you need to be positioned to make the best choice so that you can get quick, affordable, yet comprehensive coverage for your job. And we've got some pointers for you. Stay tuned. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. All right, let's jump in. The current malpractice insurance market is still relatively soft, but it is beginning to show some signs of hardening. We talked about this a bit in a previous episode, but as a refresher, when the malpractice market is soft, there are a lot of coverage options. Premiums are generally lower. Underwriters are more relaxed and open to writing new business, and it's much easier for doctors to find good, affordable coverage. But when the market begins to harden, then the opposite occurs, and there are fewer coverage options, premiums tend to go up, underwriters are more strict and less likely to write certain types of exposures, and it's a bit more difficult for doctors to find good, affordable coverage. So again, here we are at the beginning of 2023, and we're still looking at a relatively soft market, but it is showing signs of hardening. Rates are starting to go up in several states and with a handful of specialties. In addition, some carriers are no longer writing certain classes of business. The big takeaway for you is that it will take a little more work than usual to secure good coverage. So, how do you buy malpractice insurance in 2023? First, get yourself a good agent. While it is possible for you to do this alone, it can quickly become overwhelming. Buying medical malpractice insurance can be a time-consuming, frustrating process. There are many different companies to choose from, policy types to understand, and coverage nuances that can make it difficult to really know if you're getting the best coverage at the best price. An agent can help you get quotes from multiple carriers, help you review and understand the various coverage options, and then work with you to apply for coverage and get you that proof of insurance that you need for credentialing. And it doesn't cost you anything to work with an agent, so please make sure you're taking advantage of their services. We do have some previous episodes on how to select a good agent, so we'll link those for you here on the screen and in the show notes for you to review after this show's done. Okay, moving on. The second thing you need to know about buying malpractice insurance in 2023 is that you must get quotes from multiple carriers. Because the market is still relatively soft, carriers want your business, and they will price it aggressively as they want to try and win your account. So you want to make sure you're getting quotes from at least three different carriers. This is where having an agent will come in handy because they'll do all that legwork for you. When you're comparing policy options between carriers, you'll want to look at a number of criteria in order to pick the best one. Here are some of the things you'll want to know. 1. What is the premium, both now and in the future? 2. What policy types does this company offer? 3. What states do they write in? 4. How long have they been in business, and what is their financial rating? 5. What is their trial win rate, claim experience, and what defense firms do they use? 6. Do they offer consent to settle? And 7, what kind of risk management and other value-added services do they offer? All of these factors can make a big difference when you're deciding which malpractice insurance carrier is best. So it's worth the time to review each option thoughtfully and look at the quality of the carrier in addition to their capabilities, plus the rates for coverage. All right, the third thing that you need to know as you look to buy malpractice insurance in 2023 is that you need to get quotes for both occurrence and claims-made policies. There are two types of malpractice insurance in the market: claims-made and occurrence. The easiest way for you to remember the difference between these two policy types is that the name describes how the coverage is triggered. If you have an occurrence policy, your malpractice coverage is triggered based on when the incident actually occurred. If you have a claims-made policy, your malpractice coverage is triggered based on when the claim is made against you. Occurrence policies do not need tail insurance. They are generally more expensive, but the rate is very stable, meaning it doesn't go up year over year. Claims made, on the other hand, does require tail insurance upon cancellation. So you need to carry this coverage while you're working and then secure a tail when you're done. Claims made premiums start out low, but then they increase year over year until they reach their mature rate at year 5. Since the pricing can vary so significantly between these two different types of coverage, it's important for doctors to get rates for both so that you can really compare the differences and choose the policy that's right for you. And that leads us to the fourth thing that you need to know in 2023, which is to not only get quotes for both types of insurance, but to get future rate projections for each one. We recommend that you get an estimate for the next 5 years' premiums so that you can look at the long-term costs as you're comparing your options. The reason why this is important is because you need to factor in the rate progression on the claims-made policy, as well as the cost of future tail insurance. When you put those two policies side by side and forecast the future costs, it's much easier for you to make a decision. So here's what that might look like. Let's say we have a plastic surgeon in South Carolina that is opening her practice for the first time. She wants to compare both occurrence and claims-made options from multiple carriers. When we lay out the quotes in a spreadsheet and price out the occurrence rates along with the claims-made rates for years 1 through 5, it's easier to see how these options compare. So let's start with carrier A at the top of this list. The cost of an occurrence policy is $29,456. The cost of the claims made policy is only $8,225 for year 1, but then it jumps to $11,443 in year 2, $22,576 in year 3, $23,764 in year 4, and it matures out at $26,405 in year 5. The approximate cost of tail insurance for this would be $52,810, which seems kind of steep. But now let's take it one step further and do a 10-year budget to see what the long-term costs would be for both options. When we price out both the occurrence and the claims-made options for 10 years, including the price of tail, the total out-of-pocket for the occurrence coverage is $294,560. The total out-of-pocket for the claims-made coverage, including that tail, would be $277,248. So, in this example, even with that hefty tail cost at the end, the claims-made policy is still the most cost-effective option in the long run. Forecasting future rates and long-term costs is the best way for you to pick the right policy and select the right carrier that will be the best fit for you. And just a reminder, while price is important, be sure that you take a look at the other items that we discussed when you're comparing carriers to make sure that you're not only getting a good rate, but excellent coverage as well. All right, last on our list of 2023 must-dos is to start the application process early. It's generally recommended that you contact an agent 4 to 5 months before you anticipate seeing your first patient. This gives you time to discuss your plans to determine which policy type is right for you, how much insurance you may need, and it allows the agent to give you some preliminary premium estimates to help you budget. Once you've selected an agent and started the conversation about your malpractice needs, you'll want to get quotes and review all of your options. Your malpractice insurance agent will ask you some basic information to help you start shopping around, but it can take 1 to 2 weeks for your agent to get quotes from all of the various carriers in the marketplace. After the agent has collected all the quotes, they will present them to you, and then you can talk about the various options, reviewing the premiums, the differences between carriers, and the choices that you can select from. This is also a good time for you to decide which one you're interested in, occurrence or claims made coverage, and determine what policy limits you want for your new policy. Your agent can provide you with quotes and pricing scenarios for several different options. Once you have selected the carrier that you want to proceed with, then you'll need to formally apply. Your agent can assist you in completing the application and then sending it to the company's underwriting team for review. It typically takes 3 to 5 business days for an underwriter to review your application, collect any additional information that they need, and then render a decision. As a general rule of thumb, plan on at least 30 days to get your malpractice insurance set up. But if you find yourself in a pinch and you need coverage sooner than that, an experienced agent can speed up the process for you. If you have any questions on this topic or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's AEGIS malpractice.com. And of course, if you haven't done so already, don't forget to give us a like and a follow. And I'd really appreciate your feedback if you could please leave us a review. Your support really does help us to reach more people, and we're so grateful for your clicks and your kind words. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.